Welcome to the DSS FedHealth Forward podcast series. While not as prevalent on the global scale as the COVID-19 pandemic, clinical surveillance around the monkeypox outbreak is still a significant concern for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Theradoc, DSS's industry-leading software decision support tool that provides real-time electronic clinical surveillance for antimicrobial stewardship and infectious disease treatment, is actually helping on this front. And today we are speaking with Diane Ratner, who is the Senior Product Line Manager at DSS, more about this. And Diane, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And let's start out at the top. If you don't mind, give us some background on the monkeypox outbreak and really what it's all about.
Okay, well, monkeypox outbreak really began about late May or June 2022. And it was declared a public health emergency the first week in August. Although it's rarely deadly, the disease is communicable and painful and can last about 2 to 4 weeks. The current cases reported by the CDC as of September 30th are 26,049 U.S. cases, 2 deaths, and 71,096 cases globally. It's spread through respiratory secretions, direct contact with rash or bodily fluids, and touching objects or fabrics or surfaces used by somebody with monkeypox.
Great, Diane. Appreciate that background there on the monkeypox outbreak. Now, let's talk about Theradoc. I know we've covered it before in our blog and in our podcast, but would love for you to share with our audience once again what Theradoc is really all about.
Sure. Well, Theradoc's a real-time decision support tool, primarily used by clinical pharmacy and infection prevention as the key user groups. And what it does is it gathers data from disparate systems and presents an aggregate report that is usable by clinicians to assist with patient care. This became very meaningful with the COVID-19 crisis because medical community was learning things pretty much daily about how COVID was spread, what its implications were, and so forth. And what we were able to do is we were able to continually deliver Theradoc surveillance to all the 60 VAs that have Theradoc so that the clinicians had a usable dashboard and, you know, real-time alerts to be able to help manage the COVID crisis. This is important because, you know, many vendors will say, yes, we can deliver this. Yes, you can present what your needs are and we'll take it back and we'll deliver something at a later date to you. But that doesn't work for clinicians, especially in the case of a pandemic or any epidemic or anything such as monkeypox, which is just pops up and needs to be addressed right then and there. We were so successful in dealing with COVID that the VA gave us an innovation award last year, which was very flattering and very much appreciated for all the work that we did with COVID in the VA and assisting with patient care and assisting with the clinician workload.
That's great. Appreciate that background there. And let's talk about Theradoc and monkeypox. This is really kind of the heart of the story here. And I know you all essentially pivoted on a dime for the VA. Would love to hear more about this.
Right. So when monkeypox first came about, like we said, in kind of the May, June area, sites immediately contacted us and said, we are being required to report on monkeypox. And this is a challenge for us because as with COVID initially, there are only a few labs around the country that have the equipment to be able to test for monkeypox. So all of the tests are send-outs for both inpatients and outpatients. And I say outpatients because the VA is very unique in its continuum of care. And the outpatient community is almost, you know, is overwhelming the volume of patients that are seen. So as a VA veteran, you really never leave the VA healthcare system. You move from clinics or outpatient care facilities to inpatient and even into nursing homes. So it's a great resource for veterans. But what this means is patients would come in, you know, to get tested or what have you. Doctors would order tests and then have to be sent out or sometimes missed. So the clinicians reached out and said, we need a way to track this. We need a way to be alerted when there's a positive or negative result. We need a way to find out if actually the clinician order was filled and the patient actually got tested at all. So we had thought actually that the VA would have learned kind of from their COVID mistakes and would have deployed a national standard for monkeypox surveillance, but they did not. So every one of the 60 VAs with our software had a different lab set up, different nomenclature, different everything to be testing for monkeypox. But because we were structured and positioned after COVID to be able to, without any software updates, deploy this surveillance, we were able to get this out immediately to sites. They were able to survey and are still able to survey any orders that are missed, be alerted when either negative or positive results come in, put patients on isolation, do any lab follow-ups that are required, and report to the states, because all monkeypox are reportable, whether negative or positive. So that's been really, I mean, we've gotten a lot of praise actually from the VA that we're helping out and that helping address yet another crisis.
That's great, Diane. I appreciate you sharing those insights there about those successes with monkeypox. And let's talk about the reporting and alerting capabilities that Teradoc has for really better disease surveillance overall. Would love to hear more about that.
So Teradoc is very flexible, and I believe I touched on it before. It's more of an aggregate tool. Every EHR, including Vista and CPRS, are more patient-centric tools. And it's really a numbers game for the clinicians to be able to search and find out what's going on with a patient and having to look at the lab system, the radiology, the surgery, the, you know, where the patient movement has been, and medications, vital signs, all these key clinical data points are all separate. And so to have to get a whole clinical picture of a patient, it's very difficult. So Teradoc takes all that data and aggregates it and then presents it in whatever format the clinician likes to see it in, and can do reporting and alerting and so forth. So monkeypox, COVID, antimicrobial stewardship, special disease state surveillance, all of that is accomplishable in Teradoc right out of the box without any customization. So the alerting capability is really pretty robust. And if you, in particular, as a clinician, want to see something just particular to your needs, you can set it up that way. It doesn't require any custom work. It doesn't require paying DSS for anything additional. We actually teach the clinicians how to do the setup in English without any programming language, how to create the alerts themselves. Now, that's not to say that we don't help and we don't, you know, work closely with the clinicians, because we are all clinicians working with clinicians. But we give the clinicians the same tools so they understand they're not dependent on us if they don't want to be. But it's a very robust system and very flexible. And that's been allowing us to actually get into many other disease state areas instead of just infection control and pharmacy.
That's great, Diane. We really, really appreciate your time today. And our last question is really all about the future focus. So tell us about how Teradoc really is well aligned to manage future pandemics and infection control overall.
Well, I think that basically this is a system that is so flexible and can, you know, is positioned to do anything at all going forward. The COVID crisis taught us a lot, I think, and I'm proud to say that we were part of the solution, helping contribute to, you know, clinician surveillance, that helping with the burnout that went on. And this is a system that actually is prepared for anything coming down the pike. As new tests arrive, new microbiology, as medications are added, anything like that is dynamic and gets incorporated immediately. The fact that you can design your own alerts, you can set up your own views, it can be one particular thing that is going to make a difference for your clinical care, that you can give permission to somebody to have that surveillance work for them. That's what sets us up to be able to reach so many different clinicians in using our software. And it doesn't matter how many people are logged in at the same time, and it doesn't matter how many views you have. It's really just a fully robust system that has been delivering value to the 60 VAs for the last 10 years. And we feel we're positioned for anything coming down the pike.
That's great. What a great way to end this DSS Fed Health Forward podcast interview with Diane Radner, who's the Senior Product Line Manager at DSS. And as you heard, Diane was kind enough to share her insights into how the DSS Teradoc solution is helping with the monkeypox clinical surveillance efforts at the VA, and really much, much more. And Diane, thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.